We're going to have a very short talk, and then we're going to do the craft activity afterwards. Just wanted to say as well, just to remind you that the money that we've given today in the offering bags is also all going to Ivy Street as part of our gift day. If you would like to give more, or if you weren't aware of that, we will accept some money. Just put it in an envelope with Ivy Street written on it, and we'll make sure that they get that as part of their work before Christmas. But yeah, just invite you to listen to a short thought, shall we say. Ladies and gentlemen of Croxley Green Baptist Church, listen to Jesus. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, Jesus would be it. The long-term benefits of Jesus have been proven by the saints. And so, the rest of my advice has been based on the reliable and life-giving words of Jesus Christ. I will dispense this advice now. Enjoy the love and grace of the Father. You say what? You may not understand the power of his love and grace just yet, but trust me, in 20 years you'll look back on your life and recall in a way that you can't grasp now how much love lay before you and how precious you are to him. You are his beloved child. So come to his home. Come knowing he has prepared a wonderful place for you, because you have listened to his words and acted. The real followers are the ones that make the kingdom of God here on earth, the ones that did it for the least of these. Do one thing every day for another. Help. Don't be reckless with those in need. When you see someone hungry, you should feed them. Share. Don't just walk on by. Sometimes you need to stop and eat with them. The day is long and you have the power to help. Remember, we will always have the poor with us. Forget the obstacles. Seek to do good to all you meet. Keep love close to your heart and throw away criticism and hate. Welcome. Don't feel guilty if you don't know what to do with your life. The most powerful thing that you can do is to welcome the stranger, love the enemy, help the lost. Clothe. Clothe the refugee. Clothe and do not judge. Maybe they'll thank you, maybe they won't. Maybe you'll change them, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll be embarrassed, or maybe you'll bring someone to dance for joy in the life of Christ. Whatever you do, do it because Jesus loved you first, not for what you can get or for how it looks. Do it for his glory. Use your body. Use it to show love in every way. Don't be afraid of it or what other people might think. It is the greatest instrument you'll ever own. Love. Love like there is no tomorrow and no end to your heart. Love those who are different from you and love those who are the same. Do not believe everything you see in the media. It will only make you a cynic. Get to know your neighbour. You never know when they might need you to help. Be kind to those around you. Visit those who are imprisoned in their homes, or imprisoned because of what they have done. Understand that this is your moment, a precious moment that you should hold on to and work hard to bridge the gaps and love those around you. Because whenever you do, you never know, you might be entertaining the angels. Live in a way that makes a difference. Be the change that you know is needed. Live and show that love is more powerful than hate. Use love to show the way. Forgive. Accept that you have been called to live differently. Live by grace. Live by mercy. Live by hope. Love. Love by grace. Love with mercy. And love with hope. Remember, Jesus loved you first. Don't worry about the results. Maybe you'll find it easy. Maybe it will seem hard. But whatever you do, know that your acts might make a difference. Don't forget to let Jesus guide you. Let his Spirit show you the way and be careful to listen. Be patient and pray often. The saints were just humans too, who listened to the words of Jesus and put them into practice. So trust me, listen to Jesus. Amen.